Is that women's or men's?
Women's.
Okay.
I really don't know.
How about blacks?
A fro or an afro. Mm-hmm. Or a haystack. Or was it, no, it was buckwheat. Is a hairstyle.
What does that look like?
Not very good. No, so no, little kids, they use it. They braid their hair, mm-hmm. and it just sticks out straight like little buckwheats. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't know what the other terms are.
Okay, if a girl likes to go out to a party and put on fancy clothes, you say she likes to
get dressed up.
Mm-hmm. And if she likes to put on a lot of makeup, you say she likes to. Okay. Would you have a term for a man who likes to get dressed up?
No.
Okay. What do you call a little thing that a woman might keep coins in that had just a clasp on it?
Purse.
Okay. And then what is the thing that a woman wears around her wrist?
A watch.
Or?
Bracelet.
Mm-hmm. And then how about a lot of little things strung up together around her neck? That's a...
A necklace or a choker.
Or if it's a lot of little things strung up together. Little wooden things, maybe it's a...
Beads.
And it's a what of beads?
A string of beads.
Okay, good. And then the thing you hold over you when it rains is an
umbrella.
Mm-hmm. And the last thing that you put on a bed, the fancy top cover?
Spread.
Okay, any other name? Older name?
Well, no, that's comforter, but that's more like a quilt.
What is a comforter?
A comforter is a, it's got down or goose down inside of it that's nice, big and fluffy. It holds a lot of insulation. So mm-hmm. it's more like an over covering or mm-hmm. something that goes at the end of the bed mm-hmm. and you just pull up over you.
Yeah. But, is it the same as a quilt?
It's just a different type of extra covering. Huh? Yeah, it's not like a quilt, but a quilt and a comforter do go over you. They're mm-hmm. extra mm-hmm. to be thrown
over you.
Well,
how do they differ?
A comforter is much bulkier and it's spongier.
Uh-huh.
It acts like a sleeping bag, like a
mm-hmm.
you know, it holds air inside of it and warms the air.
And then you put your head on a
pillow.
Did you ever see one that was twice as long as a regular pillow? Might be round instead of pillow shaped.
No, not really. I mean, I've seen round pillows before, but...
Would you have a name?
Look at that round pillow. No.
Do you know the word bolster at all?
No.
Okay. You might, if you saw one, you might say it doesn't go just part way across the bed. It goes...
Over all the bed? Or goes across the bed?
Okay, good enough. And back with the jewelry, I almost forgot to ask, do you have a name for a ring that has a very large stone in it?
I do? No.
A ring? Gaudy ring. Or for the stone itself.
A gem?
Or if it were really, really a big, pretentious, flashy thing.
Look at that tacky ring. No.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the idea, though. Mm-hmm. Or how about if it weren't really tacky, if it were a really expensive, huge diamond?
Oh, a rock?
Okay. Okay. Then if you had company and you didn't have enough beds, what would you call a thing you might make up on the floor?
A cot or a rollaway.
Well, this is just right on the floor.
On the floor.
You just spread some quilts down.
Oh, what do you call that? Bedroll?
Would you ever hear pallet?
No.
Okay. Then these are types of land. If you don't know, just say so. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
Very good soil, but I don't mm-hmm. the type of soil.
And to what would you put on soil to make it good?
Well, fertilizer.
And so you'd say the soil is very
fertilized.